And let me continue with my exhortation. And we picked our text last week from Matthew chapter 10 and verse 36. And he said, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And I told you that that household, according to, I'm only recapping what we spoke last week. I told you that that household is that household of faith. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. And also, it is that great house that we see Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. In a great house, there are many vessels. It is the house of God. And we, as the church of Jesus Christ, we are in a battle. According to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of darkness of this world. The Bible says so. I'm recapping. And this battle, hallelujah, is fought with only one aim. Only one aim. And the aim to achieve only one thing. Hallelujah. This is who he is known for. This is his ministry. Satan, this is his ministry. It's in John 10:10. John 10:10 is to kill and to destroy and to destroy. Kill. Still to kill and to destroy. Destroy what? Is to kill and destroy the purpose of the cross. That's all that Satan is doing in the church. But he's only fulfilling what God himself spoke in prophecy in Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman versus the seed of the serpent. Christ and Antichrist. The seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent, and the seed of the serpent shall bruise the heel. Heel there is progress of the seed of the woman. And the woman there is that mysterious woman in Revelation chapter 12, which is Israel. Israel is the woman referred to in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. It's not Eve. The seed of the woman there is not Abel. It's not Cain. Seed of serpent there is not Cain. Apostle Paul let us know that Christ is the seed of that woman. And that woman is that woman, symbolic woman of Revelation chapter 12. And what ministry do we have according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 18 to verse 21? The only ministry we have is the ministry of reconciliation, and that is the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. Going to the cross. That is the purpose. Nothing more. All the suffering he suffered on the cross to achieve only one thing, to reconcile us back to God after we lost fellowship with him through what happened between Adam and Eve. Man fell off, and the process of reconciling man back to God is the process that produced the Lord Jesus Christ. It is called redemption. But Satan is after that. Hallelujah. And that is what Jesus Christ referred to in Matthew 16 verse 18 as the gates of hell. He promised us it is the gates of hell shall not prevail. He didn't say they will not come. They will come, but they will not prevail. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the truth is that for him to achieve it, he uses so many devices. So many devices. But all glory to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, he said, we are not unawares of, we are not ignorant of the device. He has his devices of his devices. The devices of Satan, we are not ignorant of it. We are not ignorant of it. Although, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. You see? And that is why God has set in the church watchmen. That is the purpose of the fivefold ministry. That is the purpose of the teaching ministry. So that we will not be ignorant of these devices. We are not ignorant. We are like the sons of Issachar. Oh, glory be to God. But instead of Issachar, we are called the bride. Because there is a knowledge that we have. Amen. That he gives us so that those gates will not prevail against us. And so one of the devices he uses is the household enemies. That's why the topic of this exhortation is the household enemies. When he's going to fight this battle and be very, very effective, everywhere we call them saboteurs, saboteurs. He uses the ministry of saboteurs. In conventional warfare, they are called the fifth columnists. They are the enemies that operate within. They are the ones. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, 18, 19, he called them the enemies of the cross. And where are these enemies of the cross? They are in the church. They are operating from within. So that they will be very, very effective. So that you will understand how this church that started pure, clean, holy from the first church age, from what after the what happened on the day of Pentecost, the church was so clean, God will not tolerate any nonsense around. The Bible says sinners could not join the church anyhow. When you say sinners could not join the church, it's not talking about prostitutes. It's not talking about ritual killers and drunkards outside. He's talking about believers who commit something, they will not be able to come to church. They're afraid because they were there when Ananias and Sapphira came and gave a lying testimony, lie testimony, and the Holy Ghost struck them dead, no mercy. And the purpose of that, not that Ananias and Sapphira went to hell, no. It was a father and son relationship. You do it so that others will learn. Oh, glory be to God. But now, amen, fornicators are general overseers. Fornicators are chief apostles. Celebrated. They are marrying and remarrying. Leaders, so I didn't say church members, so it don't pass the level of members. Now it has taken root and is now behind the pulpit. That is what Apostle Paul called in 2 Corinthians chapter, Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7 as the mystery of iniquity. It's a mystery. How come now they are prospering? How come now God is not dealing with them? The reason is very, very simple. It is in that parable of Matthew chapter 13 and verse 30. From verse 24. Let's read it for the purpose of emphasis to understand this mystery.
Another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field?
That is when the mystery began to come to light. How come now all the nyamanyama is going on in the church? Drunkards are in the church. Secret society members are in the church. What is happening? People that we see them in the newspaper as, what do they call them? Fashion designers. What do you call them? These people, what they naked themselves for newspaper now? Models. We call them models. That model their body. People dress like prostitutes and come to church. Sisters are fighting over one boyfriend in the church. And pastor is settling them. What is happening? This is not how it was. In the beginning, it was not so. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. Look at somebody who is not a general overseer and has tattoo. I wear earring. I has dreadlock, Malian. The type that identify ganja smokers. That means he smokes ganja. Because it is only the spirit of ganja that produces that. They don't serve Jehovah, they serve Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. And they're holding by. Please read on. That is where the mystery is.
Sir, this is it. Is not thou so good seed in thy field?
The angels went to the owner of the church. Sir, was it not pure word of God you sow? The seed that produced from the upper room. When we started, and the church was not like this. What is happening? What did he say?
From whence then at it test, he said unto them.
What did he say?
An enemy had done this.
Where did he do it? He smuggled something into their midst. And he was there. What did the servant say?
The servant said unto him, will that then that we go and gather them up?
Now, this is where you see the mystery, why he's allowing all manner of things happen in the church. And that is the reason why I am also preaching.
Amen.
What did he say?
But he said,
don't uproot them, oh, don't uproot them yet, oh, don't uproot them yet, oh. Why?
Lest, why ye gather up the tares?
When you are uprooting the tares,
ye root up also the wheat with them.
Because there are genuine seeds that will be influenced by those people. You'll be dealing with the genuine seed of God and thinking that it's a tear, not knowing that he's only operating under the influence of that tear pastor. He didn't know. He thought that he's a servant of God. Sincerely, in a childlike spirit, he's following him, believing him that he's leading him. And so what did he say? It will happen, no? Let both of them grow together until when?
Until the harvest.
And this is now the harvest time.
And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
Listen, no matter what Satan is doing in the church of Jesus Christ, it can never defeat the purpose of God.
Amen.
He said the foundation of God standard, sure. It is with this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Then he added, if you are his own, let them that name the name of the Lord do what?
Depart
from
iniquity.
This evil that is going on. And how will you know except we expose it to you? So that you can depart from it. In Jude Verse 3 and verse 4. Let's read it.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto
you. So you can see contention, the battle now, the wrestling now. You have to wrestle to recover the faith that was once delivered to us before it was corrupted. Brethren, the Christianity you see now was not so in the beginning.
Amen.
And it is unfortunate. What you see happening now was not so in the beginning. In the beginning, you were not identified by the apostle you were following. When that spirit tried to creep in, Apostle Paul fought it. It's carnality for you to say, I am of Paul, I am of Peter, I am of this. He entered in that time already to cause division. In the beginning, there was no bride assembly. There was no redeem. There was no Catholic. There was no assemblies of God. But he has so succeeded until you brag by the church you belong. We are deeper life. We don't do like that. We don't play music in the church. We don't jump up. We don't dance. We are Christ's embassy. It doesn't matter. It's grace. We are mountain of fire. If you touch me, I go to the mountain, you fall down and die. You must die. In those days, it was Jesus they were calling. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. If you will put the name of any man at all, it will be God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah. There was no God of choosing. There was no God of bride. Some of you say it here. Praise God, God of bride delivered me. I will say this one, maybe it's coming from choosing. When they enter my office, and they enter, before you know what, they are on their knees. Daddy, daddy, I said this one is coming from redeem. Yes. In the beginning, it was not so. Praise God. What did he say? Please read on. We are to contend for that faith.
For there are certain men crept in unawares.
This is how it happens. Certain men, they did what?
Crept in unawares.
Eh?
Crept in unawares.
Again.
For there are certain men crept in unawares.
That is, people didn't know when they crept in. That is the fifth columnist. That is the household enemy. He's coming. He's an enemy of the household, but he's going to act like a member of the house. How are they identified?
Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation?
It is already prophesied that it will happen.
On
Christ himself gave that in that parable we just read in Matthew 13. Uh-huh.
Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now then be that. It is a device of Satan to enter the church of Jesus Christ and finish it. Brethren, you know, I say it again, he has succeeded to a larger extent because as it is now, there are churches you will go, you don't know whether this is a church or a nightclub. There are churches you go, you don't know whether this is a church or a tribal union. Tribal union. If the pastor is Igbo, everybody there will be Igbo. All the pastors will be Igbo. All. If the pastor is Yoruba, Gio is Yoruba, all the pastors, all the workers will be Yoruba and claim to be Christian. That There are churches that are grooming their first son to take over family business. The papa, na pastor. The mama, na pastor. The son, na pastor. The sons are pastor. The daughters are pastor. Is now ministry now hereditary? Now, pastors are produced, ministers are produced, not by the Holy Ghost, but by Bible school, school of theology. Becomes a qualification for you to be a minister in any church. In the beginning, it was not so. Something happened. Then after they have taken, they know how to do it. For them to be very, very effective. They know how to do it. They will take position for recognition. In a church like this, and anywhere the truth is preached, they must be there. The evidence that a church is truly a church of the living God is that they must be there to fight the battle. They will enter and the pastor will not know. You know, I told you people something. So I said regularly, especially to people who are close to me. I said, this Satan is not a careless fighter. He fights to win. And because he fights to win, he knows how to bring down anybody he's after. He can plan on Pastor Moses for 10 years. By the time he will get him, Pastor Moses will be more worthless than tissue paper. When he wants to work on anybody, the first thing he will study about you people, about you as the individual, is what is his weakness. And every human being has a weakness. Your weakness may not be fornication. Therefore, he will not tempt you with a woman. But your weakness may be... You don't see today. I hear a mo. Then say. Hey. Thank you. You will work on that. Another weakness may be anger. But you don't lie, you don't fornicate, but anger is a weakness. And he knows how to use it to bring you down. And so he goes to a church. And what are they doing here? They teach that speaking in tongue is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. No problem. Then go, no, say, as I speak and pass the pastor. Before you know what, pastor will say, bring her here, bring her here, bring her here. May God help us. You know why? You know why I had a pause? Because he got me. That is why I said, if God is not with you, nobody can resist him. When he came to this church, Pastor Moses promotes gifts. The only way he comes into this church is using gifted people. Only God knows what, and they go get the revelation, what they give. Then they go jam and will fall under anointing. Then we'll say, yeah. That's a seed of God. That's the seed of God. Encourage him. Jayola, take care of him. And then when he goes there, he's firing Jayola with revelation. And Jayola will come and tell, Pastor, that brother is gifted. That sister is gifted. It's okay. I recommend that he join us for counseling. I recommend that I have told her anytime she has revelation, let give him microphone. It was later, you know, they say when snake bite person. When you see rope, before you cross, you say, okay, no be harm. I didn't say outside. In this ministry. It happened in this ministry. They take seed. Can you imagine that an ordained associate pastor will go and work on these gifted brothers to leave this church? What are you doing here? I'm not saying they say. They don't know that some of them, when they come, they'll be recording what he's saying. And then, Prophet Boboye, yes, before it happened, you came to me, you say, you saw this brother that came back to the church.
Yes, sir.
That who has left us years back and he's come back to the church. He said, you see him with what?
I see him with a stone of a stick scratching you at the back.
He was scratching me.
Yes, sir. That was 2013.
And blood was coming out.
Yes, sir. And I asked you that, are you going to ordain as a pastor? You said, no, there's nothing like that.
I said, there's nothing like that. I don't have any plan. I forgot about it.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, they know how to do. They know how to get him. He was ordained an associate pastor. Before I realized what was going on, he has caused a lot of damage. And when I drove him from the church, they turned into politics. And I was laughing because you didn't know what I knew. So I didn't talk. The important thing is get out. That's the message. Listen, we have seen since that is why anybody now when they manifest a gift, that's how they talk, that's how they look you. That's how they look you. Look you where? Look you where? And it is very, you know, because you are consumed, one of the areas we know to confirm, a particular sister that used to be here before, popular, known everywhere as a prophetess, I discover she has never given thought, said the Lord had come to pass, but always confirmation. Immediately, Prophet Sunday, enter, they go, then you collect microphone. That's exactly what I saw. That's exactly what I saw. I was sitting down there. I don't know whether it is Sister Nkiru. I mean, who was sitting by my side? That's what I was telling you. Then he will point at you. You say, wait, sit down. You don't wonder, which day talk to me? Which day? He said, that's what I was telling you. And that I was telling you that this is a confirmation. Then we say it's gifted until they took position. When they take position, then they strike. For that is their ministry. I'm here today to expose that. For the true seed of God, who are under such influences, to learn not to be partaker of that nonsense. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember, one of the purpose of their own way of destroying the ministry of reconciliation is to kill the light of the gospel. I said it last week. Matthew 5, 14 to 16 say we are the light of the world. And if we are the light, we are the light because Jesus Christ is also the light that lightening the whole world. And if Jesus is the light, if you have Jesus in you, you're a carrier of light. And what is this light? It is the spirit of revelation. Revelation. According to Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17, it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17, my emphasis, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from revelation to revelation. Revelation to revelation, faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Praise the Lord. So to kill the light, the first thing he does, he puts in among us false prophets. I'm talking about the body of Jesus Christ. A prophet in the New Testament is also a teacher of the word. I am prophesying now according to the scripture. Then there are those who inquire. So the two groups are all called prophets, and there can be true prophets and false prophets. Anybody that say, this is thus said the Lord, you are prophesying. When I say this is what this Bible is saying, I am prophesying. So he puts false teachers. One of them is Emmanuel and Philetus, as Apostle Paul mentioned their name, I think in verse 16 or so of 16, 17 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. What do they do? He was preaching another gospel. Hallelujah.
Chapter 2. Born shun profane and vain.
2 Timothy chapter 2. He started by saying in verse 15.
Study to show thyself approved.
He said you should study.
A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
Then he gave an example.
And their word we eat as doth a canker, of whom is Emmanuel and Philetus.
Emmanuel and Philetus, what were they preaching?
Who concerning the truth have heard, saying that the resurrection is past already.
And what is the effect?
And overthrow the faith of some.
And where were they saying that? It was in the church. Telling the people there's nothing like, there's no. Water baptism has expired. No more paying of tithes. Don't do deliverance. Stop shouting at demons. There's nothing like that. Even this Bible. It's not everything in this Bible that is the word of God. You have not heard them. Am I saying something new? I have heard it. I heard a preacher. A popular preacher that says this Bible is not, it's not everything in the Bible that is the word of God. And that Apostle Paul made a lot of mistakes.
An apostle.
I heard him. And remember that they are all clapping hands for him. They're inviting him in international conferences. Second Corinthians chapter 11, what did he call it? He talked about, read from verse 1, 2, 3, 4.
Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Now listen very well.
But I fear, lest by any means.
The marriage is between you and Christ. But he's afraid. He saw something, Apostle Paul, that they say he made a mistake. Maybe this one too is a mistake.
Lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Why did he say so?
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus,
there is the preacher of another Jesus.
Or if ye receive another spirit, which
there
ye
is
have not
another
received,
spirit,
or another gospel, which ye have not accepted,
there is another gospel.
Ye might well bear with him.
Okay, now. And if you go to verse 13 to verse 15, he lets us know that Satan disguises as an angel of light.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers.
Transform. You see now, I say household enemy. They transform themselves into what?
Into the apostles of Christ.
It is not Christ that made them apostle and they fool everywhere in Nigeria. Because the apostolic ministry is the foundation laying ministry.
Amen.
And the Christian faith is built upon the foundation of the apostles.
Amen.
And that is why Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1, he says, if any man preaches any other thing contrary to what they have preached, let that person be accursed. If you are saying now you are an apostle, you are laying another foundation. That is why you say you are an apostle. The foundation for the Christian faith has already been laid by the apostles. Where is the apostolic ministry? See it here. That is why, if God will call you, you will go to the apostolic ministry to build on it. To build on it. If any man says God told him he's an apostle, it is not the God that wrote this Bible that is speaking to you, because it is contrary to this Bible. He calls some apostles, and we know who they are, and some pastors, prophets. It is for the building of a house. And it is a spiritual house called the Church of Jesus Christ. Like the Temple of Solomon that took 7 years to be completed. This house also will take 7 church ages to be completed. Then the building will be complete. And there is a foundation laying ministry. They have laid the foundation, they have gone. And he said, take heed. We have laid the foundation, another man will build on top. 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Verse 10. According to the grace of God which is given unto
him. There is a grace that is given to him as what?
As a wise
master builder. He's a builder. We are building the house of God, the church.
I have laid the foundation.
What did he do?
I have laid the foundation.
What did he do?
I have laid the foundation. And another buildeth
thereon. Who are the other that will build? The other fourfold ministry. The prophet.
The evangelist.
Pastors and teachers. The teacher and the pastor. You will build thereupon.
But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon.
So you better know how you build on top of that foundation.
For other foundation can no man lay.
No other foundation can anybody build. No more work of foundation. Therefore, no more living apostolic ministry. It is put here for us. This is the living apostolic ministry. The apostolic faith. Contend for the faith that was once delivered to us. We are built. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 says, We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And which prophets? The Old Testament prophets that prophesied this thing that is going on now in the Old Testament.
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
And when I say this, because they love titles, because titles give them some special recognition, then they are caught to themselves. Different titles. Whatever it is the enemy within. It is going somewhere to kill the light of the gospel. To kill the light of revelation. The only reason why you will serve God acceptably, it is because you have revelation. For without revelation, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible to have faith. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Praise the Lord. I repeat, Jesus Christ is the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of revelation. Of revelation. That is why, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, if you read it from verse 1 to 7, we read it last week. We are called the children of light. Right. Not of darkness. We are children of light. And so, it's there killing the light. It takes the gospel and mixes it. Jesus saw it in Matthew 13 verse 33. Mixes it with error and kills the true revelation of the three works of grace. Matthew 13 verse 33.
Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened.
And that woman is the woman in Revelation chapter 17, the Catholic Church. And that is where the Antichrist is coming from, according to the Bible. That is where it is coming from. It's in the Bible. Oh, maybe you're hearing me for the first time. Well, let me digress. Let me just show them one place. Let me just show them one place so that you will know that he's coming from Rome. In Daniel chapter 9, An agenda was given to Daniel. What will happen that we span the period of 490 years? And it was given symbolically like weeks. Can you read it from verse 24?
70 weeks are determined upon thy people,
yes,
and upon thy holy city to finish
to the achieve all these six things. Verse 25.
Know therefore and understand.
This is when the thing will start.
That from the going forth of the commandments to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince.
That is Jesus
weeks.
Christ is the Prince of Peace. It will last for a certain period. How many weeks?
7 weeks. And three score and 2 weeks.
Making it how many weeks?
69.
69 weeks. The weeks there is years. 69 times 7. 483 years period. When the Messiah that was spoken of by Isaiah and the prophets will appear. If they were studying, they would have known that the period for Christ that was promised was the period a virgin was born. Gave birth to a son.
The streets shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times.
Now, note verse 26.
And after 62 weeks.
Now, after 62, that is 3 score, a score is 20. 3 score is 60. 62 years.
Shall Messiah be cut off? But
this
not
62
for
is 62 weeks, sorry, not years. That will be 62 times 7.
And the
Messiah will be
cut off.
He will be cut off, and he was cut off in AD 33 on the cross. Now listen.
And the people of the prince that shall come.
Eh? Read it again.
And the people.
That's the key there.
Of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary.
The people of the prince that shall come. There is a priest that is going to come. It is the Antichrist that is coming. The Antichrist that is prophesied that will come. He said, his people, not the prince. Where he came from, his people will come after the Messiah is killed and they will destroy the city. And in AD 70, events make prophecy clear. In AD 70, General Titus came from Rome and destroyed the city until 1948. They had to come back in fulfillment of that prophecy. The people of the priest that shall come, if they came from Rome, then the priest that shall come, where is he coming from?
Rome.
It's pure mathematics. No, you are not excited over it. I don't know why you don't seem to understand. Should I say it again? I should repeat it. It's a simple teaching. We have been teaching it in this church for long now.
Lord.
The Antichrist is coming from Rome. This is just one scripture. There are other scriptures that point to it. This is the simplest one. This one, no argument. The prophecy said that after the Messiah is cut off, and he was cut off in AD 33, the people of the priest that shall come, the people of the priest that shall come, and in AD 70, some people came, army came from Rome and destroyed the city. It means the people of the priest that shall come are Romans. If they are his people, then he is coming from Rome. And when he will come, he's coming to do something. The next verse.
And he shall confirm the covenant with
that
many.
That is the covenant that he will enter with them. Supposed to be the covenant of peace. But Isaiah prophesied that it will be a covenant of death. Okay?
And he shall confirm the covenant with many
because,
for 1 week.
Because by the time he will come, 69 weeks we have spent. When they rejected Jesus Christ, he suspended He suspended the last week, the last 7 years. Between 69th week and the 70th week, he came to look for a wife in Gentiles. Hallelujah. After he has packed us to the palace, then he will come back to them for the next 1 week, 7 years. So after the rapture, we will come back after 7 years.
Amen.
During the 7 years, it is the wedding feast. Hallelujah. Now listen very well. I knew I would digress from what I'm teaching. That's why it's illuminated. I said I should go on, should go on, should go on. Amen. That is the light. So when they were shouting, hey, Muslim, Muslim, I said I didn't see Muslim in the Bible.
At all, at all.
We are not watching
Islam.
Islam. Now Israel, Israel, they watch them. It's Israel that is watching them, watching Hamas, watching Hezbollah, watching everything. But we are also watching them because of this prophecy.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But before he will come to Israel. Amen. The rapture has taken place. Yes. Then he confirmed the covenant with many for how long?
For 1 week.
That is that last week. He now come back for Jewish revival. And he starts with those two prophets. That is what gave rise to Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. That Elijah there is not for Gentiles. It's for them.
Amen.
Israel.
Glory.
His ministry does not start until we have gone.
Hallelujah.
Listen, church. Then he confirms it for
1 week.
That is the last 7 years. But something will happen.
And in the midst of the week.
That is 3.5 years. Is the middle of 7. After 3.5 years, what will happen?
It shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations.
All the revival that was going on there, that was spearheaded by those two prophets, Moses and Elijah, and the 144,000, that revival in Israel, he will cause it to stop. And what will happen?
And for the overspreading of abominations, it shall make it desolate. Even unto the consummation.
That is the period for the great tribulation. That is why we say the tribulation is not for us.
Amen.
It will happen 3.5 years after the rapture has taken place. When we are enjoying there, this is what will be happening here with them. The yes. Mark of the beast is not for us. So when Oyakhilome and the rest, whose light is not yet too bright, begin to say they will put the chip, COVID-19, it is Antichrist. Stop that. We know better than that.
Hallelujah.
We know better than that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is why you see us. We are preparing to go home.
Amen.
And we are therefore watching the scripture. That's why we have a program on television, the Rapture Watch. When you are shaking, you say, take it easy. We are looking at scripture. This one never fulfilled. This one never fulfilled. We are not going yet. Amen. And every scripture will be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No, no, where I did before I deviated itself. That's where you see the mixture by that woman. And that woman is the Catholic Church.
That's right.
And that is the woman in Revelation chapter 17.
Yeah.
Harlot and mother of harlots. That's how she's described. Mystery. She's called Mystery. She's called Babylon the Great. All manner of description is describing Catholicism. You get angry with me. Don't be mean. A Bible talker. You carry me go court. We open Bible before the judge. What? How does he strike? One of the things he does, he calls it seducing spirits. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. In the latter times, many shall depart from the faith.
giving it to seducing
spirits. They will be listening
spirits.
To giving heed to seducing spirits and what?
And doctrines of devils.
And what?
Doctrines of devils.
Doctrines of devils. They are there to open the gate of hell. They are there to open a gate that many people will enter in. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, there are two gates there. Enter one is wide and one is a narrow. Many there be that find that wide way. But the one that is wide leads to destruction. Many there be which go in there. But verse 14.
Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it.
And few there be that find it. The only reason with all the gift and grace in this ministry, why this church should be one of the biggest churches in Nigeria is because we're speaking the truth. They don't like this type of gospel. You know, what are they hearing in your worry, in Jeremiah 4:30? Somebody say, you know, it is only one branch. So everybody come here is traveling from everywhere. Winners Chapel moved to one bush at Otta. If you don't reach there on time on Sunday, you will not get seat. Everybody is coming from town and going there. So it's not because we are far from where our members are living.
That's right.
It is because what we have here, they are not interested. But they like the type of thing that is going on there in Winners Chapel. Nothing more.
That's right.
If you know what you are looking for, wherever it is, you will go there.
That's right, that's right.
They say if you go to any village, any town, any country, and you don't see an Igbo man there, it means there is nothing good there. If there is something good there, he will leave Equator and travel to a village in Philippines, and he's already dominated that place. You say Ifa. Ifa, Abi? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How do they do it? Like I said, they downgrade the scriptures for salvation. Downgrade it. Downgrade scriptures. Anything that has salvation virtue, they downgrade, downplay it. Doesn't matter. If you like baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. If you like baptize in the name of Jesus. If you like, why is that a problem? The important thing is that you're baptized. People make a little bit of a disturbance. I had a preacher saying it. Ashimolo, I had him. He said, you see some people arguing about trousers. They don't know what to preach. What is that about the trouser? We mentioned we are trousers. No. Not for that. I heard him. And you see, he is not committing sin. It is a sinner that we preach like that.
Hey.
I don't know if you understand what I mean.
I got it.
Every unbeliever is a sinner.
Amen.
It's not because you fornicate, that's why you are a sinner. It is only sinners that will fornicate.
That's right.
It is evident that you are a sinner. That's why you are fornicating. Nothing more.
That's right.
When you speak contrary to the Bible, you are only defining who you are and claim to be a preacher. And when I speak like this, I think I heard one man say he didn't like Brother Assembly because they say this man is too judgmental. He's too judgmental. Anybody that is afraid, hate people who are judgmental, is not ready to repent. Anytime you mention his sin, it vexes because you want to continue in it. We continue to judge sin. That same thing you don't like, another person had it and repented. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To kill the light. Bring the works of darkness into the church. Can't you see that the church has degraded itself until same-sex marriage is consecrated in the church, LGBT is blessed in the church, promoted in the church, worldly fashions, entertainment, like I spoke last week, they brought in seductive dancing, worldly music, bringing immorality, marry and divorce and marry again. It doesn't matter. Merchandising of the gospel, promoting objects for faith instead of promoting the cross of Jesus, creating idols for faith instead of promoting the cross. Anywhere you go, and you see them lifting up any human being, directly or indirectly, na them be that. And where you see the scripture that is very much fulfilled before us is the one that Christ gave, that these false prophets, can we read it? Matthew 24. And from verse 23.
Then, if any man shall say unto you,
then, that is future,
lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
That is the verse I'm looking for. They will do what?
Deceive the very elect.
If it were possible. And I've always said it, the elect of God are those who have made up their mind to serve God with the scripture. So if Satan is going to deceive you, he will come with the Bible. That's why it will be so close that if it is not the grace of God, they will deceive the very elect. And one of them is the so-called end-time message. The followers of the ministry of William Branham. They hate me because I fight the idea of you elevating a man beyond what God has made him. It's wrong. In the Rapture Watch of yesterday, I commented extensively on it. The spirit of idolatry. Lo, he's here. Lo, he's there. Lo, he's here. Where is he? Where? Where? He's here, he's here, he's here. Nothing like that. They promote somebody, and before you know what, they are worshiping the man without even knowing it. And what do they use? They use the Bible. Carry prophecy that belong somewhere and place it on a man. Make a claim from the Bible, and somebody will come and tell you, if I come and stand now, all of you here, the Lord told me that I am the one that will lead you people to heaven. Without me, you can never go to heaven. And the Lord visited me last night and took me to Bermuda Triangle and showed me things. Took me to the fourth heaven. Beyond the one Apostle Paul reached. Do you know that many people here will believe me? And anything I tell them to do, they will do it.
That's right.
Instead of you to say, so which scripture are you fulfilling? You will soon see him fulfilling a scripture of a prophet that has come and gone, or of a prophet that is coming ahead. Then you will use it and judge him and tell you are a liar. And for you to know that he's not of God, he will start fighting you. I am John. Except you believe that I am John. I was there in the service that day, the man was saying it. Except you know I am John. Whether you people like it or not, whether they like it or not, I am John. He's referring to Revelation 10:11. And my friend that is his disciple that was trying to initiate me into that spirit, made me to escort him to that service that day. some years back, 2009. And when I went there that evening, the man was sweating, trying to prove his ministry in the Bible, And when we entered car after service, I was coming. Brother Enoch is in Port Harcourt. Sorry, I'm calling names so that you will know I'm telling the truth. And then he entered inside the car. We were driving. He was putting up in my house. He said, how you see the service today? He came from Port Harcourt. That is his John. And I told him, I said, Brother Enoch, I said, you know God talks to me. He said, yes, I know. I said, I see things. He said, yes. I said, there is a demon that man is possessed of. He said, eh? I said, he's possessed. He needs serious deliverance. I told him, I said, that thing will go nowhere. No sane person will follow that thing. That was the end. He didn't come to me again. Till today, started fighting me till tomorrow. Let me not say till tomorrow, till today. Anything can happen tomorrow. Because I understand that they're even fighting themselves now, so anything can happen. Praise the Lord. You can't deceive me. You can't deceive me. When I showed them a scripture in Ghana, they were looking at me like this. I said, look at it. Listen. I said, listen. I opened that same scripture again, Matthew 24. I said, listen very well. Listen very well. Matthew 24.
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets.
Listen very well.
And shall show great signs.
You were there, that's why he's stressing. He was there the day I was saying it. That way, he will do what?
Show great signs.
He will do what?
Show.
He will do what?
Show.
He show. Okay. So much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now, but Apostle Paul, in confirmation of his own ministry, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. What did he say?
Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought.
Again.
Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought
among you.
In all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty
deeds. Now, there are two words. Matthew 24:24 says show. But here, 2 Corinthians 12:12 say wrought. Now, this is the difference. Are you sick? Are you sick? Receive your healing. Bam! Cripple, stand up and walk. That is a miracle that is wrought before everybody. Sit down. But when I come to you, when I went hunting, there was a blast. And 1,000 angels came down and gave me a sword and said, you are the voice that I will use to take the people home. I traveled to UK now. I came back. No record of it. Oh, we thank God. I'm just back from the United Kingdom. Man, the eyes of people were opening. Blind were seeing. Cripples were walking. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders. Thousands upon thousands of people gathered there. Did you see it? I am showing you. And people will hear that and be deceived. Because the only reason I am saying it is because I want to achieve something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am not fighting anybody. I only want your eyes to be open. And they shall remain open in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said they will remain open in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why he warned us in Matthew 7 verse 12 that we should beware of false prophets. Matthew chapter 7 verse 15, sorry.
Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
And in Isaiah chapter 8, he sealed it with that matter. Verse 20.
To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
Again.
To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
Because they are children of darkness. They will never speak according to this Bible. There are devices that we must expose for you to know how you will guide yourself. Because he has a means. He knows that you have eternal life. No matter what happens, you are saved. But he also knows that after salvation, there is a crown of righteousness that is waiting. So he will work on you so that you will not receive that crown. Work on you to make sure you don't receive that crown when we go in the rapture. And he's doing it within the church. When we come back next time, we will look at how he does this and other things he does. Hallelujah. May our eyes of understanding be open to understand what is going on in the church of Jesus Christ. So many things are happening, but by the time we finish, the picture will be very, very clear. So that we are not shaken by anything. Whatever is happening only makes you to hold onto the cross. Can we stand up? On the hills, far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I know.